So we're up to the top of Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Kol hanechal b'shor hagadol yochal b'gdi harach. So anything that would be eaten in a shor hagadol, shor hagadol is an ox, the meat gets very hard as it gets older, so any meat that still is edible when the shor gets very big, that can be eaten in the gdi harach, and the Pesach is brought when the gdi is very young. So even though the meat of the gedi is actually all of the meat, probably pretty tender and soft and able to be eaten, we only eat the part of the meat that is edible in a shor that's very an older shor where some of the meat ends up becoming inedible. So that's what the Mishnah tells us off the bat. So Rashi just explains, Kol hanechal b'shor hagadol shekfar huksha kol mashe osu l'hakshiz bo. Whatever part of the meat that becomes hard and inedible, that shor, those parts of the animal, let's say it's the ear, for example. Let's say the ear is inedible for the shor, so then on the gedi, even though the gedi, perhaps, it is edible, we don't eat that part of the gedi for the Karban Pesach. For some reason, we look to the shor hagadol as to indicate what's edible, what's not. Then the Mishnah says, v'roshei kanafayim v'asichosim. So what are these things? So says Rashi, Roshei kanafayim v'hasichosim shekorin tiboros, which I think is like the cartilage. Sheberosh gafa kasef, it's in the shoulder area. V'hasichosim shar schom shebo, other areas of the body, kigon chanuch ha'ozen, the part of the ear, which is cartilage, v'hasichsuchei ha'chaze, v'hatzlos, in between the ribs, ha'ktanos, shebesof ha'shedra. So different parts with the cartilage, these are the examples of things that might get hard when the... So these are examples. The Gemara is going to explain how to read this Mishnah exactly. So let's get to the Gemara. Rabba asks the following question. Rami, tanan kol nechel b'shor gadol yochal b'gdi harach. Anything that's edible in a large shor that will be eaten in the gdi harach, in a soft, tender gdi. V'shei nechel, anything that is not edible by the shor gadol, will not and should not be eaten by the gdi. So that's what the diak from the first line of the Mishnah says. Ema seifa, look to the end of the Mishnah. It says, Roshei kanafayim v'asichosim, those things one should eat. V'ha honey lo misachli b'shor hagadol. How does the Mishnah go on to give examples of the cartilage that should be eaten in the Gedi? Those things are not eaten in the shor hagadol. So we see there seems to be a distinction. First, again, the first part of the Mishnah seems to say everything's the same. Whatever's eaten by the shor hagadol is eaten by the gedi. Then the Mishnah gives examples of things that are eaten, the cartilage that's eaten by the gedi, but those are not going to be eaten by the shor hagadol. So what's going on in the Mishnah? So the Gemara explains as follows. Ela tanai. It's really machlokas tanai v'hachi katani. This is what the Mishnah means. Kol nechal b'shor hagadol, anything that's eaten by a large ox, yochal b'gedi harach, can be eaten by the gedi, the young gedi. The she'eno nechal, anything that's not eaten, and the shor hagadol, let's say the cartilage and things, that is not eaten. That's the first opinion of the Mishnah. The yesh omrim, there are others who say, and this is all explaining what the Mishnah says, there's a machlokes, af roshei kanafayim v'asichosim. And the second opinion of the Mishnah really is the second opinion. Some say, no, the cartilage may be eaten in the gedi. Why is that true? So look at the first Rashi in the Gemara. It says, v'yesh omrim, af roshei kanafayim v'asichosim, Hoil ubishor gadol, since by the shor gadol, the large ox, gufay misachli bishlika, it can be eaten through a very heavy form of cooking, bishul yeser, an extra form of cooking. So it's going on as follows. By a typical shor gadol, one would not eat these cartilage, let's say, if you cooked it regularly. It's too hard, it won't become edible. If you were to cook it really for a long time, for let's say 24 hours, and you cook it for that amount of time, eventually those cartilage will become edible. So do we say when you cook it in an extreme way, since it will become edible eventually, does that allow us to eat by the gedi harach or not? But again, by typical cooking, these parts of the cartilage will not be edible. It's only through the heavy cooking will it be edible. And that's machlokes in the Mishnah, whether those things can be viewed as considered edible or not. And that's the first way to read the Mishnah. Comes along Rava, Amar, Mahein Kasani. Now it's a Mahein. Mahein means it's an example. Those things of Roshei Kanafayim and Sichosim are the example of the first part of the Mishnah, meaning V'hachi Katani, this is how the Mishnah should be read. Kol ha-nechal b'shor ha-gadol b'shloka yochal b'gdi harach b'tzli. Anything that may be eaten by a large ox through shlika, which is through the very intense and long form of cooking, even though you cook it for a while, but eventually it can become edible, that may be eaten by the rach, which only undergoes its tzli, roasting, which is a very low-level type of roasting, or broiling of some sort. So again, by the Shura Gadol, we look to what's edible by a shlika, by a heavy form of cooking, and then we look back to the gedi. That may be eaten by the gedi through a tzli, through a very low-level roasting. Mahin, what are these examples? Rashi can find the asichsuchim. These are the examples of these cartilage parts of the body, which, when cooked in a very extreme form, can be eaten even by the Shura Gadol, then by the Gedi, may be eaten even by Tzli when it's roasted. Tani Kavasi the Rava, there's a brisa that supports this understanding of Rava of our Mishnah, which says as follows: Kol Nechel b'Shura Gadol b'Shlaka. Yocha b'gdi harach b'tzli. Umahin, Rashi k'nafayim v'sechusim v'gidim harachim nidonim b'kibasar. And the Bryce just adds on something else which we didn't discuss, that the soft sinews and stuff are viewed as flesh and may be eaten as well. Okay. Now the Gemara says as follows, has a machlokas. Itmar, gidin shesofen lakshos. Let's say you have certain gidin parts of the body that eventually will become hard and inedible. Right now it is edible, but eventually it becomes inedible. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, nimnin alein bePesach. You can include that when dividing up the Karban Pesach amongst the people in the Chabura. So you can include these gidim, which are going to be currently, right now, edible. You could view them as, okay, this gid will go to that person and he'll have a kazayas to eat. Even though eventually it will become hard, right now it's viewed as something edible. So Rabbi Yochanan says you can include that in divvying up the Karban Pesach. Reish Lakish Omar, ein nimnin alein bePesach. One may not include that, since ultimately, it will become hard and inedible. One may not include that in divvying up the parts of the Karban Pesach. So what's the machlokas? So Yochanan Amar Nimnin Alein Basar Hashta, because we go back based on the now. Hashta, right now, it's something edible. Makes a lot of sense. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Nimnin Alein Basar Besof Azlinam. We go based on the end. The end result, it will become hard and inedible. We look to that to tell us whether it can be Nimnin or not.
But it could be eaten either. Once it's edible, it could be eaten at that. It's allowed to be eaten by the
Chabur. Exactly. Lemaisa, it will be edible for that night. Right. But because Reish Lakish is bothered by the fact that the potential exists there, even though it will never actualize by the time they eat the Karban Pesach, it won't ever become hard, he thinks that's enough to make it considered not edible.
So the person that gets that would have to get another piece that's good all the way through also.
Exactly. Real basar. Right. So Gemara asks as follows: Aciv Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan as follows. He quotes from our Mishnah: Kol Nechal B'Shur HaGadol Yochel B'Gedir Achaz Umahein Rashi Konfayim V'Asach Suchim. That's how we read the Mishnah according to Rav, and the Brice had a support. So honey in only these things listed, which was the different parts of the cartilage of Al Gidim Shesof on the Hak Sheslo. But what's not allowed is that the Gidin are very soft and tender when it comes to the Gedir. But they're very hard and inedible when it comes to the Shur HaGadol. So the fact that the Mishnah does not include Gidin, Shesof, and Hakshos as things that may be eaten must be that one may not eat the Gidin, Shesof, and Hakshos. That's his Raya. That's a Kasha he asks from this Brisa. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, Tana Hani, V'huadin L'Hanoch. No. The Mishnah gave just examples. It wasn't an exhaustive list. It was two examples of two different types of cartilage. But there are other things also, just like the Rosh HaKanafayim and the Sachzuchim may be eaten in the Gedi, so too Gidin, Shesof, and Hakshos are also things that, although they become very hard in the Shura Gadol, if one were to cook them in the Shlika process, it will soften them. So too by the Gedi, you can eat them when roasted. And he explains, my time, honey, my time, what's the reason these things, the cartilages, may be eaten? Because if you overcook it, it will eventually become soft and edible. Hanechnami, these also, meaning the Gidim, Sheshof, and Hakshos, are also Misachli, Bishra Gadol, Bishlaka, may be eaten in an ox when overcooked. So Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Le Rabbi Abin, Ki Ozlus the Kamei de Rebbo. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Abin, when he went in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he asked the following question. Rami Le Mi, he asked, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Gidim, Sheshof, and Hakshos, Nimnin Alem, Pesach? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that Gidin, which will eventually become hard, may be included in divvying up the Karban Pesach? Alma, we see. Basar Hashas Leon. We go based on the now, and currently these Gidin are tender and edible. Is that really true? V'ho ba'i minei Reish Lakish b'Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks b'Yochanan the following kasher. Or haro shel egel harach, mahu sheyitama. The skin of the head of a calf, very soft calf, tender calf, what's the din can it become tame? So Rashi just says in general, in terms of tumas ochlin, let's say it happened to become tame. So only when it comes to tumas ochlin, only something that's be considered an ochel, food, can have a tumas ochlin applied to it. Something that's not food cannot have a din of tumas ochlin. So what's tumas ochlin? If we remember, so we had Michael and Mishta, those types of things. So certain things can be metame, food and liquids, food and drinks. So we have to know, is the skin of the head of the gedi considered a food or not a food? If it's considered food, it can become tame from something that's metame food. If it's not considered food, then it won't become tame. So what's the status of the skin which surrounds the calf's head? V'amarlo, and Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, ain't metame? It's not metame, this soft skin. Alma basur sof azlinam. We go based on the end result, because even though right now the gedi has a very soft... the eagle, rather, has a very soft skin around its head, and it would be edible, and therefore one would think it should be Michael. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says, go to the end. Eventually, the skin is going to become hard and inedible. So we follow the end result, not the current status. Not the hasha, but the basur sof. So that's the steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Lei, diram lecha, ha lochash lekimcha. That which you asked, we're not concerned. Lekimcha means literally flour. Rashi says, Lama shehu tochen, what you're grinding in mechita and in psalas, we're not really concerned. Your kasha is not so much a kasha. It's a phrase used. Your kasha doesn't bother me so much, because ha hadar be Rabbi Yochanan gabi de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, in the end of the day, he was actually chozer. He was chozer to admit to Rabbi Reish Lakish in the case of Gidin shesof in the hakjos. Initially, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's mutter to be eaten. You can be nimnin alav pesach. In the end, he ended up agreeing to Reish Lakish, you're right, since in the end it's going to become kasha, one may not be nimnin on the gedi, these gedim, and therefore we go basar sof azlina. How do we see this? V'amrlei, because they had a whole discussion. Rashi quotes the Gemara later on, and Rabbi Yochanan finally responds to Reish Lakish, al takniti shebeloshin yachar ani shone osa. Reish Lakish asks a kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, don't ask me any kashas. The Mishnah I originally learned, I remember now, was really a das yachid. I was basing myself on a das yachid, and we don't pass in that way. I'm being chozer, I agree to what you say. We really don't go based on the hasha, we go based on the sof. And since the gidim are sof and the hakshos, ultimately will become hard, we're going to say they are not edible, they are inedible, and therefore cannot be nimnin alav b'pesach.
But on the last half, we had the opinion that all the gidim were basar except gidim and sabar.
These are gidei tzavar that we're talking about.
These are gidei tzavar.
And Rashi says earlier, very good. Rashi gidim shesofin lahakshos. He says gidei tzavar. Exactly what you said. Okay, so that is the new Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah already quoted a few blot earlier. Hashover es ha'etzem bepesach ha'tahor ha'reiz ha'loke arbam. The pasuk tells us there's an issue to break the bones of the karban pesach. If a person broke the bone of a karban pesach that was tahor, he gets 40 lashes. He gets malchus. It's an iser deraisa. Aval, says the Mishnah, hamosir betar, if you leave over nosar, left over pesach of a karban which is tahor, or hashover betame, you break the bone of a karban pesach that is tame, that may not be eaten, ein aloka es arbam, you do not get malchus for those dinim. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to explain why don't you get malchus for the last two cases. Aren't those iserim deraisa? Isn't it an iser to leave over nosar? So the Gemara says, Bishla Mosir Batar, if you leave over the Karban Pesach overnight, there's no Malkos, the Tanya, the Brisa says, this Brisa comes up probably 10 times in Shas. Lo so sir mimenu ad boker, don't leave over Nosar to the morning. V'hanosar mimenu ad boker, v'gomer, and anything left over, the Pasuk goes on to say, you burn it. Tisrofu, ba'ish tisrofu, you burn it. So ba'a kosu litin asay acher lo sasay, the Pasuk says, there's an issue to leave it over, but if you do leave it over, you can fix the problem within asay of burning it. So you see, Lomar, to teach me, She'ain loka, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You don't get Malkus on it. Because the din is, it's a lavanita klase, a losa say, that has a way to fix it of the assay afterwards, to burn it, to get rid of the problem. That prevents a person from getting it, it protects him from getting any Malkus. Special din of lavanita klase. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Yaakov says, Omer, lo minashe muzeh. That is not the reason why you don't get Malkus, because it's a lavanita klase, because you could fix it by burning. El mishum dehavi lav she'in b'maisa vein lokin alav, because it's a maisa that has no action. It was an inaction. You just left it overnight. You didn't do anything. You just did not eat it. By you not doing anything, that's a lav she'in b'maisa. It's a non-action. Non-actions do not warrant malchus, and that's the reason. So ela shover b'tamei min olam. But what about breaking the bone of a carbon pesach that's tamei? Shouldn't I get a malchus for that? As the pasuk says, don't break the bones of the carbon pesach. So the Gemara quotes, we saw this already a few times as well. Damakra ve'etzem lo sisperu bo. Bo bekasher v'lo bepasel. Don't break it, the Karim Pesach. Don't break it bekasher, but you can break this. It does not apply to a pasel, a tamei Karim Pesach. Says the Gemara further. Tanu Rabbanan ve'etzem lo sisperu bo. Bo bekasher v'lo bepasel. You can't break the Karim Pesach, the bones of the Karim Pesach, that's kasher, but you can break the bones of the Karim Pesach, that's pasel. Rebbe Omer. Bebais echad yochal. The pasuk says, all one pasuk here. Bebais echad yochal. Eat everything in one house. Ve'etzem lo sishru bo. And don't break the karim pesach. So the bones. What's the connection of eating in one house to the breaking of the bones? So he says as follows. Kol ha-ra'i l'achila, yesh bo mishum shviras etzem. V'she'en ra'i l'achila, ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Anything that is able to be eaten, that's still in the house, that hasn't left the house yet, as subject to the Isser of breaking the bones. Anything that's not roi to be eaten may not be, is not subject to the Shriyas Etim. So, what comes out is, therefore, something that's pasul, something that's tamei, since it cannot be eaten, has no Isser of Shriyas Etim. Sounds like they're saying the same thing. They both say, a pasul Karim Pesach is not subject to breaking the bones of the Karim Pesach. So, my benai, what's the nafkamina between Rebbe, the Tanakam and Rebbe? Rebbe Yirmiyah, Pesach haba betuma ik benai. That's the nafkamina. You brought a Karim Pesach in the state of Tumah. The man that damar kasher, the one says it was a kasher, only when it's kasher do you get malchus for breaking it. Hi, pasul, this is a tamei Karim Pesach. The man that damar roi lachila, hi nami roi lachila hu. But this Karim Pesach that's brought in Tumah, there's a heter, you're allowed to eat the Karim Pesach but Tumah, so since it's roi lachila, you would get malchus for violating Shvir's etzim.
So it's interesting, the word calls it pasul, because it's not the korban that's pasul, it's the person that's tamei.
Well, the Karim Pesach ends up being Tameh also by the Kohen or the Baal touching it, it ultimately becomes Tameh as well. Because a person who's Tumas Gavra, Tumas Aguf, will be Tameh Ochel. Now, the Gemara is going to bring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 different opinions right now. So, and we only have 11 minutes. So let's, how to explain this machlokas. Whether or not, what's the nafkamina between the Rebbe and Tanakam? This is going to be very confusing. We have to do the best we can. Says Rav Yosef Amar, Ki ay gavna d'chuyama ein bo mishum shviras etzem. Everybody agrees, in a case where the Karim Pesach is brought betuma, there's not going to be an iser of shviras etzem. The Rebbe lakule ka'asi. Rebbe's coming to be makil, not coming to be machmir. In the way we just presented it, Rebbe ends up being machmir, that you get malchus for this. He's coming to be makil. V'hai ha'pasalhu. So, Ella ha'isalo shasa kosher v'nifsal iki b'nai. What's the nafkamina? Where there was a point in time where it was kosher, and then it became pasal. Leman damar kosher, high kosher, because once the Karim Pesach was once kosher, we always view it as kosher, and therefore you're going to get malchus. Leman damar roi lachila, who has to be edible, or the permission to eat it, ha hashta, right now, la roi lachila. Right now, it's not mutter to be eaten. Again, it's a case where it had a shas kosher, and now it became nifsal, it's not going to be edible, and then Rebbe will say, you will not get malchus for Abai Amar. The case you just said, and that everybody agrees, is no iser shviras etzim. My time, hashta mias hapasul. Right now, we don't look about what is that was once kosher. Who cares? Right now, it's pasul. Even the Tanakama will agree there's no malchus for shviras etzim. It's right now pasul. It's not considered kosher. Ella, what's the nafkamina? Shviras etzim mibod yom ikabana. Breaking the bones on erev Pesach. That's the nafkamina. Leman damar kosher hakashu. On Erev Pesach, right now, it's a kosher carbon Pesach. So there's an issue to break the bones. Leman damar roi lachila, that you need to be edible. Hashala barachila, you can't eat it Erev Pesach, and that's why you get malchus. Said Meisive, the Gemara asks the question. Rebbe Omer, nimnin al moach shebarosh, ve nimnin al moach shebekolios, that you can include in divvying up the carbon Pesach the marrow that exists in the head, but you cannot include the moach that exists in the parts of the hand. So al moach, what?
The thigh bone?
Yeah. I think you're right. I think Rashi says Yara. You're right. Okay, thank you. On the thigh bone. So, al moach sheberosh, the marrow in the head, my time, why is that included? Why can't you divvy that up? Ho yil v'yachol l'goro l'hotzio. Because you could scrape out the moach and end up eating it without breaking the bones. You could get into the skull without breaking the bones. V'sakadaitach shvias etzim mibod yom. If you think you're allowed to break the bones Erev Pesach, so do the following. Shap your dummy, kolis nami nispari. Take the thigh bone, break it Erev Pesach where there's no iser, mibod yom, v'nafgul moach, and scrape out the moach, didei, v'nimnu alav, and include that as part of the divvying up the Karim Pesach. The fact that that's not permitted, one may not include the moach of the thigh bone, must be that even Erev Pesach, there's an iser to break the bones. So Amalech Abaye says, Ultamech, according to your very reasoning, Mishachashecha, at nighttime, I have another Eitzah for you. Nicely Gumrasa, place a Gachelas, a coal, V'nechas Aleh, and place the bone on top of the coal. V'nikla V'nafka L'moch, let the coal break it. If you don't break it, it's the only problem if you break it yourself. If you use a coal to just heat up the area and make a little hole in it, so that allows the moch to come out, use that, Nafka L'moch L'day, remove the marrow from the thigh bone, V'nimnele, and then include that as part of the Pesach. I have a proof that you're allowed to do this. The Brisa teaches me. Aval hasarif ba'atzamos, someone who burned the bones. V'machatech begidim, someone who cuts the gidim, not the bones, but the gidim, ain b'mishim shviras etzim. We see the Brisa says, one may burn open the bones. You just can't crack them. You can't break them with your hands. So I'll take this colus, take the thigh bone, put a hot coal on it, have the coal make a hole in it, and then take out the moch, and then you're allowed to include it. Why wasn't it included? Why does the Brisa say unequivocally that one may not have the moach of the kolis? So ela ma'is l'chol meimer. So what's the reason why we said don't burn it? Abai amar mishum paka. What does mishum paka mean? It might come out because it might explode, and therefore it might be considered breaking and not considered burning. Rashi says, Rav amar mishum hefse kachim. No, because you might lose. It might burn too much. It might burn some of the moach inside, and you're being mafsid baser, which is supposed to be eaten. That's the problem. So we see they're gzeiras. You're right. Fundamentally, one may take a hot coal and burn open a hole. That works fundamentally. But there are two concerns. One, either might break open, might crack and be considered shviras etzim, or you might end up burning the moch inside. So for those two reasons of, for gzeiras, we don't allow you to place the coals on them. So here we say, to come mafsid lebiyadayim. That's, again, Rav Amar Mishum Hefsid Kachim to come mafsid lebiyadayim. You might end up losing it. Dilma achel nura mimoch liday. So you might end up, the fire might burn some of the moach. So here too also, when it comes to mibod yom, right, fundamentally mibod yom, it's possible one may be allowed to break open the bones. There may not be an Isser Erev Pesach in a chanami, but still, gznami gzeir mibod yom atu mishach hashecha, we're going to be gozer. If we start allowing people to break bones in Erev Pesach, they might break the bones in Pesach itself. So you're right, fundamentally, these things might be allowed, but we made gzeira so people shouldn't end up actually breaking it. So therefore, that reasoning of Abaye's understanding of the case of the machlokas and nafkamina is, I mean, b'vod yom, that might still be a good nafkamina between Tanakama and Rebbe about breaking the bones. Rav Papa Amar responds as follows. Kol ki agavna, this very case, kuli alma yesh bro mishum shviras etzim. Everybody agrees, actually, on Erev Pesach, there is going to be an isser of breaking the bones. My time, what's the reason? La'or semechse l'achila. Even Rebbe will agree, at nighttime, this Pesach will be roi l'achila. So even he'll agree, there's going to be an isser of shviras etzim. Ella, so what's the nafkamina? Be'ever shiyotza miktsasa kemifli. When part of the aver, part of the limb, had left the area where it's not allowed to leave, outside the house, outside the chabura, kemifli. That's the machlokas, meaning, ma'andam or kasher, ha'kasher. It's still a kasher Pesach, aver, u'ma'andam or roi l'achila, ha'la bar'achila. The other one says, no, but this limb itself, you can't actually eat it, you're not allowed to eat it, even though it's part of a kasher karban Pesach, you cannot eat it. So that's the nafkamina. Kidatani, like the Brisa teaches us, Rabbi Yishmael, Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Brok, Omer, Eivir, Shiyotza, Miksasan, Vishavro, Ein, Bo, Mishum, Mishvirs, Etzim. He holds like Rabbi, that since Lamaisa, you cannot eat this Eivir, therefore it's not going to be subject to the Shvirs, Etzim, while Tanakhama will think, well, wait a second, the Eivir becomes part of a kosher Karim Pesach, so it should be subject to the Isser of Shvirs, Etzim. Rav Sheshis, Braid, Rav Idi, Amar, no, Kol Ki Agavna, Duchuyama, Ein Bo Mishum Mishvirs Etzim. Everyone will agree there is not an Isser when the Aver leaves Miksasa, when part of the limb leaves the area where it cannot leave. Why the high Aver HaPasul? I don't care if the Aver comes as part of a Kasher Karim Pesach, the Aver itself, independently, is a Pasul thing to eat. You can't, and even Tanakhama will agree there's nothing. Ella, Shvirs Etzim, Bina, Iki Binayo. The Nafkamina is where you undercooked, you underroasted the Karim Pesach. Man damar kasher hakashu. It's still kasher. You can't eat it yet because it hasn't undergone a proper tzli, but it's not possible. You just can't eat it yet. So it's still kasher. Uman damar roi lachila, hasha inu roi lachila. But it's not yet edible because it's only nut. It's only partially roasted. You have to roast it a little bit more for it to be considered edible. So that's a nafkamina. Comes along with Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kol Ki Agavna Yesh Bo Mishum Shviras Etzim. No, everyone agrees in this case there will be an issue of breaking the bones. My time, the Chazi LaAchila Demat Filei VaAchila. Everyone agrees this part of the animal will be Roi LaAchila because if you just roast it just a few more minutes, it will be considered Roi LaAchila. Even Rebbe will agree this is an issue of Shviras Etzim. Ela shviras al helya ikubina. The nafkamina is breaking the bone in the tail area. Because the tail area normally gets burnt. It's by the Karban Pesach, you don't eat it, you burn it. Liman damar kosher hakashu, it's considered kosher, that puzzle. Liman damar roi lachila ha'ina roi lachila, you don't burn it, why don't you eat it? The elya lagavo salka goes to the Karban Pesach, to the on the Mizbeach rather. So it's kosher, it's just not roi lachila. And that's the nafkamina. Comes along Rav Ashi, Amar Kol Ki Agavna Vaday Ain Bo Mishum Mishviras Edzim. Everyone will agree this is not Roi Lachila. Sorry, it's not going to be subject to the Isser. Da Vaday Ain Roi Lachila Klal. No one, it's not edible. Even Tanakam will agree it's considered pasul. El Eiver She'ain Ala Kazayis Basar Ikbenayo. It's talking about a limb that has less than a kazayis. L'man damar kosher hakoshu. I don't care if it has a little bit of meat, it's still considered kosher. L'man damar roi lachila, ba'inan shir achila v'leka. You need a amount of food that is edible, that is considered a proper shir. Since it has less than a shir, it's not considered roi lachila. Ravina amar kol ki agavna, less be mishum shriya sa'etzim. This case is not subject to the isser if it has less than a kazayis. The ba'inan shir achila, everyone agrees you need that shir. Ela eiver she'en alav kazayis basa b'makum zeh. It's a case where part of the limb has no meat on it, not enough, but the other part of the limb has enough meat on it. You break the bone in the area where there's not a kazayas. So do we say, since on the other part of the limb there is a kazayas, do we combine them together or not? So ikubinaya, that's an afkamina. Laman damar kasher hakasher. This is still kasher aver. Laman damar roi lachila bainan shir achila b'mokum shvira b'haleka. No, you need the breaking to take place in the place where there is a shir of a kazayas. Okay, we've got 2 minutes. Tanya, we'll read 4 more lines. Tanik of Karba Minayo. There are surprises that 4 of the opinions. We just mentioned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different opinions. 8 different nafkaminas. So 4 of them are going to be supported in the following brises. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Bais Echad Yochal, eat in one house. Vetzim lo sish brubo. That's the very same pasuk. Al HaKosher, HaKosher hu chayv, enu chayv al pasul. Haisolo shasa kosher, umnifsal, bishas achila, ain bo mishum shvirat etzim. That's one. Yesh bo shir achila, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzim. Ain bo achila, ain bo mishum shvirat etzim. Etzim haroi lemizbeach, ain bo mishum shvirat etzim. That's talking about the tail. Bishas achila, yesh bo mishum shvirat etzim. Shol bishas achila, ain bo mishum shvirat etzim. So those apparently just, I don't want to go back to connect them, but 4 of the things we mentioned, 4 of the nafkaminas, were really presented in this very brisa. The next thing is a different discussion. The Mirtz Hashem will do that tomorrow.
So what time is tomorrow? Is designed with...